Now joining me is ninth-year Campbell County head coach Bubba Latke. Hey, Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, so many times this year, your squad has put together a great half, a great quarter. Against Kelly Walsh, you guys put together a great quarter and a half, and then things kind of fell apart. What'd you tell your team after that loss?
Yeah, I mean, we discussed that a little bit, not only after the game, but we've been discussing it practice. If there's a loss of focus or energy, we can relate back to those games where we give up some big runs. And basketball's a game of runs, and you know, we tell the guys that we got to extend our runs and make them as long as possible, and then, of course, shorten the other team's runs. So, yeah, it's been in discussion. The kids are aware of it, and the coaching staff. And, yeah, we're working on it to try to get four quarters and play a game throughout.
Now, your squad has gone through a lot this season. I'm highly impressed with this coaching staff and this group of players because, you know, this week you're trying to take down number one, you're trying to end the losing streak, but your team seems to remain positive. They have stuck together. They come out each game with energy. What do you attribute that resilience to with this team?
Well, I think it starts with our seniors and the character that they have. It's been, you know, like we've talked before, it's been really good with that group of guys. And it is tough when you're going through a losing streak like this, but for them to, you know, show what they're made of and, like I said, the character that they have and show up every day at practice ready to go. Yeah, I've been impressed. I know the coaches and everyone's staying focused. And Thursday's games, you know, it's a rivalry and all that, but our main focus will be getting ready for next week because our seeds are already established. And so we're going to just kind of take it as a two-week plan right now.
It's very interesting you say that because I've been saying all year that this team could explode at any moment and be a different team in March. And my X factor and reasoning for that is the three-point shooting. You guys have shown in other games, like say at Mitchell, you can get hot and score a lot of points. And who knows if you guys get hot late in this season. Have you guys talked about that or brought that up at all?
You know, we discuss, usually there's a correlation with how well you shoot and the type of shots you're getting. And, you know, it takes a collective understanding of what a good shot is for us and energy it takes to get those good shots, whether it's running the floor or different screening actions or plays off penetration and kick and finding the open guy. And when we do that, you know, we shoot better. And, you know, just like any team does, I think if you put forth the energy and the effort and the intelligence of who our better shooters are and how to get them shots, yeah, we can get hot and we can put points on the board.